Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Today we're talking about canine cognition. I've got no idea what that means, so you're going to tell me.
Oh, I love this. This is the stuff that I absolutely love. So never in the history of humanity have we discovered so much about dogs. Lots of other animals, but particularly about dogs. There are so many scientific communities now that are embracing different studies, and we're learning lots about how dogs think and feel and all that kind of stuff. I read a really great article from the Huffington Post, and I just wanted to share some really cool stuff that science is now revealing. So firstly, you know, we know that humans and dogs kind of got together and established the first relationship around about the age where we were still hunters and gatherers. So, and a substantial time around. And what we suspect is that dogs, basically, they would come in and scavenge the food scraps that were left. And somewhere along the line, somebody connected with somebody. And since then, the relationship with dogs is established right through history. In fact, there's not a place on the planet right now where if there is a human, there is also a dog. That's
really
how successful dogs have been at becoming our best friends, and vice versa.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. And what they've found, looking at the genetics of dogs and humans, is that we actually share a lot of bundles of genes that dogs share as well. Now, they suspect that's probably because we have been together for so long. We share the same type of environment. So we are very connected in our genome to the point where we have bundles for diet, we have bundles for digestion, we have similar neuroprocessors in our brains, and we also get similar diseases. So there's a lot of studies in the world at the moment looking at different diseases that humans get that dogs also get as well. But what's also interesting is that they've done some really incredible stuff in regards to how dogs track us. And what they've found is that dogs are very good at not only looking at our eyes, but tracking where we move our eyes. They did a study recently where they trained the dogs to observe angry faces and happy faces. And then they took away vital bits of information. They might have used the eyes of an angry person or a happy person, and the dogs could identify that. So what that's telling us is that they are very good at recognizing, just by our facial expressions, where we sit emotionally. There's been other studies done that tell us that at the very least, dogs, emotionality-wise, they feel joy, fear, anger, disgust, and love.
What about hunger?
And hunger. Yep, absolutely, they do. So, and they've also noticed that we share a lot of how we think is very similar, and process is very similar to how dogs think and process, but also our physiological makeup is impacted by a dog.
They're very smart, and they can make humans look very dumb sometimes.
They can, and we are sometimes really, really, really dumb.
Not yourself, of course, Joe.
No.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can let Joe know. Let us know. goldcentralvictoria.com.au, so the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
See you next week.